Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem. Yesterday we quoted a brisa. We learned a brisa yesterday, and today we work on explaining that brisa. So the brisa that we learned yesterday started on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and went through the entire Lamed Tes Amud Beis. So now we're going to work on explaining various parts of that brisa. So the first thing that we're going to try to explain in the brisa, we're going to spend a good deal of time on today, is the part of the brisa that was quoted on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, where the brisa said, if we look, just look back, Tan Rabban va'asa kasher asa. The pasuk doesn't actually say it like that. The pasuk says va'asa lepar kasher asa lepar achatas. You should do to the par just like you did to the parachatas. So we pointed out that this is written by the Parhelm Davishal Tzibur, and it's telling us that Parhelm Davishal Tzibur should be treated just like the parachatas. So in what halacha, in Legabe, what halacha is that coming to tell me? Maba Lilma, the Brisa wanted to know. Lichbol Bahaza Aso, Vilama Chimchis Rachas Mikalam Antanas Losov Loklum. So that's there to tell me that if you're missing any of the matnos dam that you need for the Parhelm Davishal Tzibur, then it's completely invalidated. Then everything is no good. Then it's you haven't done anything. So says the Gemara, says the Brisa rather, Ein li ela matan sheva shema akvus bekal makom matan dalad minayin. I would only know that about the matan sheva, the matnos dam that you do on the parochas that are always ma'akev, which we never explained what that means yet. That are always ma'akev. But how do I know the matan arba, which we know is not always ma'akev, because we know by the chatas achitzona that not all four matnos dam are ma'akev, is machlokes b'sham b'sil, whether one or two, but certainly not all four are ma'akev b'lechatas chitzona. So matan arba, which is not always ma'akev, how do I know that it's ma'akev by the parhelm davar shel tzibur? Tamulomar ken yaseh. That's what the pasuk says. Ken yaseh, to tell me that the matan dalit is ma'akev for the parhelm davar shel tzibur. And then the brisa went on to say not only parhelm davar shel tzibur, also all the chataos hapinimios are included in this halacha. So now we're going to analyze this part of the brisa. Just before we even begin, the difference between matan zayin and matan dal, why would we automatically assume that there's a chiluk between matan zayin and matan dal? The Briska Rav points out, that the Gemara needs a little bit of clarification. He writes, "V'chia ikuv hu mitzad mispar hamatanos shehu sheva." What difference? Why do the numbers make such a difference? Why would we think that there's more of an ikuva when you're dealing with seven as opposed to when you're dealing with four? The ikuv is mitzad etzem hamatanos, meaning that l'chora, if it's ma'akev, it's because the blood of this carbon, the matanos of blood of this carbon is ma'akev. Why would we think that there's a difference between the seven matnos dam versus the four matnos dam? That, oh, seven is going to be ma'akev, but the number four is not going to be ma'akev. Why would the numbers matter? L'chora, if it's this karban, and it requires matnos dam, either the matnos of this karban are going to be ma'akev or they're not going to be ma'akev. Why would I think matanos of a certain number are going to be ma'akev and of another number are not going to be ma'akev? So he says that the Brisk Rav is mechadesh, a beautiful idea. He says, even though all the 11 matanos l'chora are ma'akiv, the kapara of the karban, but the ikuv of the seven hazaos that are put on the parochas is different than the ikuv of the four matnos dam that are put on the karnos mizbeach apnimi, on the corners of the inside mizbeach. Why? In what way are they different? He says, because when it comes to the seven hazaos, it's an ikuv b'kaparas, it's not only an ikuv b'kaparas ha-karban, or rather, it's that each hazaa is ma'akev each other. When it comes to the seven hazaos, if you didn't do all seven hazaos, it's as if you only did a half a hazaa. It's as if you didn't do a single hazaa. That all seven are considered to be one unit. As opposed to the matnos dam and the mizbeach hapnimi, yes, they're all ma'akev. What do we mean they're all ma'akev? You're not going to get kapara unless you do all of them. But each one is considered a hazaa shlema in its own right. Each one is still considered a full hazaa. It's just that you can't get kapara for the karban unless you do all of the hazaos. And that's why the Gemara says that you can't learn out the halacha of ikuv by the matan dalit from the halacha of ikuv by matan shiva. The reason why the matan, why all seven are ma'akev matan shiva is because you have zero unless you have all seven. By the matan dalit, we can't learn the same halacha of ikuv because when it comes to the matan dalit, you do have matnos dam even if you don't have all four. So we just need to know where we can know that it's going to be ma'akev the kapara of the karban. So just in terms of what it means that it's that each one is considered a matnas dam, even if it's if all four are ma'akev the kapara. So the gabay, what halacha are they each considered matnas dam? So l'chora, I didn't see if the Brisker Rav mentions this, but l'chora it relates to whether it makes shirayim, that if you take if you're makabel in four kalim and you do matnas dam on each of the kranos with a different kli, so the blood that remains over is called in each kli is called shirayim, even though you didn't do the all four matnas dam from that kli, as opposed to if none of them are called the matnas dam at all, unless you've done matnas dam on all of them, then the blood left over in the kli lechora would not be called shirayim. That's how the Brisker Rav understands the difference between the number 7 and the number 4 in this context. Okay, so we're at the top of Amar Aleph. So again, quoting this brisa, Amar Mar, we had said in this brisa, Ainli Ela Matan Sheva Shema Akvos Bekal Makom. We only know that that the Matan Sheva are going to be Ma'akev because they're always Ma'akev. Hecha. So what's that talking about? Where are they always Ma'akev? What do you mean? That Matan Sheva is always Ma'akev? Amar Papa Bipara Ubinagaim. By Para and by Negaim, we find that it's Ma'akev. So Rashi explains, Bipara, Vihiza al Nochach Pnei al Moed, because of chuka li ikuva. It says the lashon of chuka by para, and that's what teaches me that it's ma'akev. And by nagayim baluk shemin shal mitzora vizim in hashem in beatzba'o uksiv zosti atoros ha-mitzora, and it says tihiyeh v'kalavaya ikuva. That by mitzora you use the lashon of tihiyeh, and from there we also see that it's ma'akev. So that's what the Brice was telling me, that I would only know that the matan shevar ma'akev because matan shevar is always ma'akev, always meaning by para and by nagayim matan an arba minayin. So the Brisa asks, how do I know that by the paral and davar shel tzibur, the four matnos dam on the mizbeach apnimi are also ma'akev? Tamal Omar, Ken Yaseh. That's why the pasuk says Ken Yaseh, to tell me that the four matnos dam of the paral and davar shel tzibur are also ma'akev. So frankly, Gemara, Maishna matan zayin, diksivan ukfelan, matan dalin nami ksivan ukfelan. Rashi explains, ksivan behedi ukfelan va'asa kasher asa, matan abar nami ksivan behedi ukfelan va'asa kasher asa, akulam il sakai, umeheche tesin the mutinu. Meaning, if just like by matan zayin, it's pashut because it's written twice that it's ma'akev, so too by matan dalid, it's va'asa kasher asa comes to emphasize a second time. So we know whenever it's shina lavakasov, it's always la'akev. It always comes to tell me that it's ma'akev. So why would I have ever thought that matan dalid should not be ma'akev? That I need a special limud to tell me of ken yaseh to tell me that the matan dalid is ma'akev. So the Gemara is going to give two answers to this. One right here and another one about 10-15 lines down. So the first answer, why would I have thought to exclude matan dalid? After all, isn't it ksivan ukfelan? Sam Rabbi Yirmiyahu lo nitzrucha el Rabbi Shimon. We need the extra drasha according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Detanya, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Lemala omer keren kanos shtayim, lematu omer keren kanos arba divrei Rabbi Shimon. That it says, it's according to Rabbi Shimon, if you look at Rashi, lo nitzrucha Rabbi Shimon, damar lo ksiv bei el shtayim, vishtayim acheros behekesha dehaikra iskush par koin Mashiach par halndavar. That in the actual parsha of par halndavar shel tzibur, it only tells us about two of the matnos dam. The other two we derive from Parko and Mashiach, from a hekish that links Paro and Dover Shel Tzibur with Parko and Mashiach. Kedamrin and Lepar is that Parko and Mashiach. Hilkach Yilo de Hadar Kaflinu Lav Kfulin. So had it not been doubled up, I would not have known that you, meaning had I not had an extra drasha to double them up, I would not know that all four are ma'akev. Lemala was referring to Parko and Mashiach. Rashi points out Lematas Parhelim. So again, Vaitan Rashi, Keren Karnos, Midimatzi Lemichtav Keren, because of Karnos, have Yishtayim, De Isle Rabbi Shimon, Yeshem Lemikra. Right, he holds yeshem lemikra, not yeshem lemesores. That the way we read the pasuk is the way we darshan it. So karnos is two. So Rabbi Shimon holds yeshem lemikra, and therefore we derive the two from a hekesh. So the comparison between Hapar and Lev Shel Tzibur and Par Koyin Mashiach is what leads us to the number four. Rabbi Yehuda Marina Tsarach, Rabbi this is nah, Hareu Amr Ba'ol Moed, Al Kala Amr Ba'ol Moed, that it says by both of them, Al Karnosam is Be'ach, Asher Ba'ol Moed, it says. So that extra Ol Moed teaches us that Kala Kronos Shabbatoch Eichel need a Matandam. So I don't need Karnos to link the Paralam Dover Shal Tzibor and the Parakor Mashiach to teach me that you need all four Kronos of the Mizbeach to have dam on them. I already know that from the term Ba'ol Moed. So it's from Rabbi Shimon, it's because of Rabbi Shimon that I would have thought that there's a miyut that the Matan Dalit are not all Ma'akev. So says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, now just playing it back and forth, now that we know that Rabbi Shimon is the one that uses Kenya Aseh to teach me that all of the Dalit Matanos are Ma'akev on the Chatalos HaPenimio, specifically on the Paralam Lover Shel Tzibor, so what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with Kenya Aseh? Rabbi Yehuda, Kenya Aseh, my Avadlei, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the phrase Kenya Aseh? So he uses it for the following braisa. Lefisha lo lemanu lepariyom akipurim lesmicha v'shiari adam minayin tamalomar Kenya Aseh, because otherwise I would not know that the pariyom akipurim requires smicha, nor would I know that it requires shvichas adam liyisod, that the shiari adam are poured into the yisod amizbeach by the pariyom akipurim. And that's what I use Kenya Aseh to teach me, that the pariyom akipurim has both the din of smicha as well as the din of shirayim. Now the Briska Rav asks, actually, let's just go a little further. Ul pariyom akipurim lo lemanu. What do you mean? We don't know these dinim by pariyom akipurim? Ha'amrit lepar zeyom akipurim. The Bryce itself went on to say that this pasuk that was teaching us about the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor and all of these halachos had an extra word to include Pariyom HaKippurim. So isn't Pariyom HaKippurim automatically included in all of these dinim, including the din of smicha and the din of shvicha shirayim liyasod, the din of shiari adam? So itzrich, sal kadai dechamina, hani mili avodu dema'akva kapara, I might have thought that when are we including the Pariyom HaKippurim in the Parsha of Paralam Lover Shel Tzibor to include it for all the dinim? That's only those dinim that are Ma'akev Kapara, but the dinim that are not going to be Ma'akev the Kapara, I would think they're not included in Kamash Malan. Therefore, comes tell me that no, they're included in all the dinim, whether those that are Ma'akev the Kapara as well as those that are not Ma'akev the Kapara. That's what Rabbi Yehuda uses the Pasuk of Kenya Aseh to teach me, that even those avodas that are not makiv the kapara, like the smicha, like the shiari adam, that even they are apply to the par yom kippurim. So the Briska Rav wonders that we do know based on the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Heyam and Beis, the Gemara tells us that the Kohen would do smicha twice on the par yom kippurim, because he would do vidui twice on the par yom kippurim, and each time he would do vidui, he would do smicha. So obviously we learn that from somewhere, that there's no vidui without smicha, that vidui by definition always comes along with the smicha. We don't learn that from our Gemara, because from our Gemara we don't see twice. We just see that you have to do a smicha. So our limud that Rabbi Yehuda uses over here to tell me that the Pariyom HaKippurim Kenya Aseh comes to tell me that you do smicha on the Pariyom HaKippurim certainly is not the source for the Gemara Yuma Laman Hamid Beis that tells me that you do smicha twice, because that each vidui requires a smicha. So obviously, the Briska Rav says, we're not sure what it is, but obviously there's some other limud out there to teach me that there's smicha on the Pariyom HaKippurim. Once there's some other limud out there to teach me that there's smicha on Pariyom HaKippurim, and that's how we know you do smicha twice with the two vidois, so what do we need our drasha for? What do we need our Kenya Aseh for to teach me that you do one smicha on the Pariyom HaKippurim? There's some other drasha that already tells me that you do smicha with each vidui, and there are two vidois on the Pariyom HaKippurim. So the Briska Rav explains that the two smichos that you do are in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey are mitzad the vidui. That vidui is mechayev its own smicha. Over here we're mechadesh a halacha that even without the vidui, the karban requires a smicha. Not midin the vidui, but midin the karban. The karban requires a smicha. L'may nafkamina, whether the karban requires a smicha, vidui requires a smicha, either way you're doing a smicha. So nafkamina is legabi the din of take off the smicha shchita. This din of smicha is the din of take off the smicha shchita is obviously not a din in vidui, that's a din in the karban. So a smicha that's mitzad the vidui, we're not required to take off the smicha shchita. So let's say the Kohen did smicha and he did vidui twice, he did both vidois with smicha and everything, and he didn't do the shchita shortly thereafter. Does he need to do another smicha? That's what our Gemara is coming to teach. That in addition to the smicha that you have on the with the, that go together with the vidois, there's another din smicha that's a din in the karban, and that's going to require take off the smicha shchita. The smicha of the karban is going to require a smicha immediately prior to the shchita. So if the smichas on the viduyim were done much earlier, it's going to need a new smicha. That's the nafkamina that the Brisker Rav suggests. The Mikdash David suggests that it could be that the smicha that you do mitzad the vidui, you don't need to do b'kol kochel. It could be a smicha that's only mitzad the vidui, doesn't require putting all of your body weight on the head of the animal. That only the smicha shnia, where you're mekayim the chi of smicha mitzad the karban, which is the take of the smicha shchita smicha, the one that's mitzad the karban, maybe only that smicha requires that it be done b'kol kochel. Now in and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, we discussed this a little bit, but the Kiryas Sefer writes in Maisar Kabanos Perek Gimel that the makor of Bekol Kocho is the fact that the Torah says you need to do smicha b'shtei yadayim dafka, that you need to put two hands on the animal. That's how we know that it's got to be Bekol Kocho, because if it's just about doing a procedure that's more of a show than actually putting your weight on the animal, then you wouldn't require dafka two hands. So the Mishnah in Yuma, the problem is, Mishnah in Yuma tells us that both of the smichos that you do together with the vidui need shtei yadav, require two hands. So if you can say like the Mikdash David, that the din of smicha by vidui does not require kol kocho, so we've got a problem. Because the Mishnah in Yuma says you need to do smicha b'shtei yadayim, and we only know that you need b'kol kocho because of the requirement of shtei yadayim. So that's a little bit difficult. Also, the Mikdash David discusses maybe if you hold vidui is ma'akev, so the din of smicha and vidui would be ma'akev also. I mean, if you hold that the vidui is ma'akev in the par Yom HaKippurim, it could be that if you don't do the smicha and you say the vidui without the smicha, it could be that too would be ma'akev. So that's just another possibility in terms of the ma'inafkamina, whether it's a din in the vidui, not a din in the vidui. That if it's a din in the vidui, it could be that it's going to be ma'akev together with the vidui, just like if you hold the vidui is ma'akev, the smich of the vidui is going to be ma'akev as well. Just one more point over here. The Chazanish, we say over here that we use this pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda rather, use this pasuk of Ken Yasa to tell me that there's a din of smicha and shiur adam by the par Yom HaKippurim. The Chazanish asks that we already learned on Daf Lamed Zayin that minayin l'kol adam shetu'unim matan dam liyasod. How do I know that all damim, all avodas adam, that whatever the shirayim is, always has to be poured into the yisod hamizbeach? Right, that you should pour out the dam hazvachim, the leftover dam of the zvachim. So if that's the case, from that same limud, we should learn that the shvicha shirayim applies to the par Yom HaKippurim. Why do I need Ken Yasa to tell me that there's a din of shvicha shirayim by par Yom HaKippurim? We already had a very general statement in the pasuk dams v'chach yishafeich, which we learned to tell me that all dams v'chim. Why would the par Yom HaKippurim be excluded from that drasha, that it needs its own drasha to tell me that it has a din of shvicha shirayim? So the Chaznish says that from this limud we can only learn about the karbanos that the matan dam is on the mizbeach hachitzon. That if the matan dam, the main matan dam, is on the mizbeach hachitzon, good. So that leftover dam would need to be poured into the yisod hamizbeach. But I wouldn't know about the chatos apinimios. I wouldn't know about the par Yom HaKippurim, which the matan dam is done on the mizbeach apinimi, on the inner mizbeach. So that's why I need a special drasha to tell me that even such dam, the leftovers are poured in the yisod hamizbeach. And the Bira Adafi points out that you can answer the Chaznish's kasha based on something we learned a few days ago. We learned a few days ago, in terms of the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim, the Flamed Zayin, we discussed, in terms of the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim, of pouring the blood into the Yisod of the Mizbeach, that Rashi seems to assume, the Achronim are Medayik from Rashi, Svasemes, Rashash, and others are Medayik from Rashi, that there's no chiyuv on the person doing the Zrikas Adam to make sure that there's blood left in the Kli for Shvicha Shirayim. Meaning, it's not that you have to make sure. Shvicha Shirayim is a circumstantial kind of mitzvah. That if you have blood left over, then you do Shvicha Shirayim. But you don't have to make sure you're in a position to have blood left over. It's just if you do have it over, then you pour the Shirayim into the Yisod. However, we pointed out, other Rishonim hold no, that the person who's Zorek the Dam has to make sure that he leaves over the Dam in the Kli in order to do Shvicha Shirayim. And then we pointed out that there's a third sheet in Rishonim. The third sheet is Mechalik between Karban Chatas versus other Karbanos. That by Karban Chatas, it's Mefurish in the Torah, the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. So it could be Dafka by Karban Chatas, you have a responsibility when you're doing the Zrika to make sure you have something left over for the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim, as opposed to other karbanos, which where it doesn't say mefurish in the Torah, and we only derive Shvicha Shirayim from drashos, so maybe then in other karbanos there's not going to be a requirement to make sure that you leave some dam over. So if that's the case, it could be from Vidams V'chachi Shafeich, we only know that we would not have known that there's a chiyuv on the Zorek to leave blood over for Shvicha Shirayim. We just would have said that if there is blood, then you should be Shofeich. And that's why we need our pasuk to come and teach me that perhaps to teach me that by the Karban Chatos that there is a chiyuv on the Zorek to make sure he leaves over dam to be Shofeich. And that would answer the Chazon Ish's kasha. Why do I need this second drasha to teach me Shvicha Shirayim isn't it included in Dam Zvachachi Shafeich? So no, Dam Zvachachi Shafeich might just be there to teach me that there is a din. If I have blood left over, I need to pour it. How do I know that I have to make sure that there is blood left over in Karbanos Chatos? So that's what our drasha is coming to teach me. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is using Kenya Aseh to come and teach me. Fine, that's what Rabbi Yehuda does with Kenya Aseh. Now, Rabbi Shimon, Hai ba ol moed, my avodai. Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon going to do with ol moed? Meaning, Rabbi Shimon used kenyasa to tell me that the four matnos dam are ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I already know the four matnos dam are ma'akev from the words ba ol moed. So good, so what's Rabbi Shimon now going to do with the words ba'ol moed? Obviously, he doesn't need it to tell me the four matnos dam of the parum lev shel sibar ma'akev. So what does he use it for? Ba'ol moed mi ba'olei shim nifchas atikra shel heichal lo hayamaze. That teaches me a din that if the ceiling of the Heichal caved in, that you wouldn't do the Azaz Adam. That Azaz Adam can only be done while there is a ceiling on the Heichal. If it caves in, like the Metrodome or whatever, you know, just falls in, so then you can't do the Azaz. V'idach me'asher. And the other one says, me'asher. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, I already know that from Asher. Asher teaches me that it has to be the way it is. V'idach, Rabbi Shimon would respond, Asher lo darish. You can't darshin asher. Asher is not a significant enough word to darshin. Now, in the Tel Torah of Meir Arik, he points out that l'chora, this Gemara is going to be a challenge for the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halachat HaZvav, writes that l'fichach makriven akarbanos kulan, afal pi she'ein sham bayis banoi, that all karbanos can be brought nowadays, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash built. That's the Rambam Shita. And the implication of the Rambam is that all karbanos, including the chataos hapnimios, the karbanos that we're deriving from this pasuk of Parah Lamdav Shel Tzibur, they can all be brought bizman hazeh, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now, our Gemara says that if you don't have the Tikra Shel Heichal, you can't be mazeh. Right, so bizman hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, obviously it's no better than nivchas atikras haheichal. Right, it's obviously that it's there's no ain nivchas atikras haheichal gadol mizeh. The fact that we don't even have a heichal, the fact that it's not even there. So how could you be makriv the chataos apnimios? How could the Rambam suggest that you have the ability to be makriv the chataos apnimios? So in the Brisker Rav, he's medayik from the Rambam, a fascinating diyuk. So the Rambam sets up this halacha. Where does Rambam put this halacha? In Avodas Yom HaKippurim and not in Avodas Maisar Karbanos. You would have expected it to be in Avodas Maisar Karbanos. So he says, what you see from the Rambam is that this halacha is shayich only on the hazaos of Karbanos of Yom HaKippurim and not by all chataos apnimios. This halacha of nifchas atikras haheichal, which you would imagine applies to all chataos apnimios, because that's what we're talking about in this pasuk, by, right, that the application to all chataos apnimios, the Rambam sets it up only in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, does not mention it in Hilchas Maaser Karbanos. So he says, what you see from there is that the Nivchas Tikras HaHechal is only going to be a problem for the Hazaa of the Karbanos of Yom HaKippurim, not for the other Chatos HaPnimios. And he explains, because really in all Chatos HaPnimios, it doesn't make sense to pass the Hazaa that's done in a Hechal that doesn't have a roof. Because that Zrika should be no different than a Zrika Shalob Mekoma, where we said that it's Kimekoma Dami V'chipra. That a Zrika Shalob Mekoma by the other Chatos HaPnimios is Mechaper. It's only by the Hazos of Yom Kippur. Remember we said Chuka, by Chatos of Yom Kippur, where it says Chok, where we learn that it's Ma'akev, where you can't change the Makom of the Matnas Dam, and you have to put a Dafka in its right place. So what is its rightful place? That's where it makes sense to Darshan, that you need the roof over it, otherwise it's not called the rightful place. So therefore, even Bizman Azeh, the Rambam was correct. Chatos HaPnimios could be brought. It's only that the Yom Kippur Chatos HaPnimios cannot be brought, but Chatos HaPnimios in general, that type of carbon, could be brought Bizman Azeh, and the Zrikas Dam would work like any Zrikas Shalob B'Mekoma, even though we don't have a Tikras HaHechal. That's how the Brisker Rav is Miyashev, the Rambam, with our Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. So now, if you recall, we said before that we're going to have two answers to the question that we posed. The question was that our Brisa says that I only know Matan Sheva's Ma'akev. How do I know by the Chatos HaPnimios that the four Matnos Dam are also Ma'akev? So the Brisa said Ken Yase, right? We learned from Ken Yase. So the Gemara had asked, why would I have thought that the four are not Ma'akev? What would have ever been the Havamina that the four are not Ma'akev? So he said, no, only according to Rabbi Shimon there's such a Havamina. There's never such a Havamina according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now that was how Rabbi Yirmiyah answered. Now the Gemara says, Abayi Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Nami Yitzchakna, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need a special limud to teach me that the four are Ma'akev. Salka Daitach Amina, Midi Dahava Asmicha V'Shiar Yadam, Da'aval Gav D'Ksivin V'Kfeilin Lo Ma'akva. I might have thought that we would compare it to Smicha and Shiar Yadam, which even though they are written and written twice, still they're not Ma'akev. Matan Arba Nami Lo Tesakev. So I might think that the Matan Arba, which is also about these same karbanos, should also not be ma'akev. Kamash Malan, that's why I needed to tell me a separate drasha, right? That's why I needed the separate drasha to tell me Ken Yaseh, to tell me that the Matan Dalit is ma'akev. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now we're going to continue to darshan the Brisa. If you recall, we had this long Brisa that took up the entire Lamed Tesamid Beis and even the bottom of Lamed Tesamid Aleph a little bit. So the Brisa started by telling me, how do I know that all the Matnos Dam of the Parum Davar Shel Tzibur are Ma'akev, the seven Matanos and the Dalet Matanos? And then the Brisa said, the next word in the Pasuk Lepar comes to teach me Zepar Yom HaKippurim, that it's not only the Parum Davar Shel Tzibur, we're also coming to include the Par Yom HaKippurim. So says Gemara Lepar Zepar Yom HaKippurim Lemay Hilchasa. Legabe what halacha are we including the Par Yom HaKippurim in this pasuk? Which part of which of the halachas that we said about the Parum Davar Shel Tzibur are we now also applying to the Par Yom HaKippurim? Ila Akev, if you want to tell me that it's Ma'akev, Pshita, Chuka Ksiva Bey. Well, La'akev, I don't really need a pasuk, because it says Chuka by Par Yom HaKippurim. So I know that all the matanos are Ma'akev, so you don't need a pasuk. So Amrav Nachum Yitzchak Lo Nitzcha El Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Ki Ksiva Chuka Advar Manasim Bibigdei Lavan Lefnim, Shem Hikdem Maisa Lechaver Loss of Lo Klum. Now, I would still need the pasuk to teach me that it's Ma'akev, that the Par Yom HaKippurim, that all the matanos dam are Ma'akev. Akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda darshins that Chukah does not teach me that everything is Ma'akev. Chukah teaches me that the Dvarim Anasim Bebigdei Lavan Befnim, those avodas that are done wearing Bigdei Lavan inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that if they're done out of order, then you are not Yotze. Then it's Lo Asav Lo Klum. Aval Dvarim Anasim Bebigdei Lavan Bachutz, but those avodas that are done wearing the Bigdei Lavan outside, Hikdim Maisa L'Chavero, Masha Asa Asui. If you do one thing before another, then it's going to be valid, even if you do the avodas out of order. Sa'ema midikasidron lama'akvi, hazos nami lama'akvi. Oh, so I would have thought, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if the order is not ma'akev, the order when you're, bachutz and bifnim are relative terms. You have to realize over here when we say bifnim bachutz, we mean kodesh hakadoshim versus heichel. Other times we meant heichel versus outside of the heichel, beyond the heichel. Right? So over here we mean bifnim means kodesh hakadoshim. The big day lavan the big day zav cannot be worn bifnim, cannot be worn in the kodesh hakadoshim because of ein kategar nasa senegar. Right? So we don't wear big day zav in the kodesh hakadoshim. So, but anyway, we might think according to Rabbi Yehuda that those things that are done with the big day lavan bachutz are not, if the order of the avodas are not ma'akev, so the hazos that you do bachutz are also not ma'akev. So because chukah is not going on them, the term chukah is not going on the hazos. So kamash malan, that's why I need this drasha to tell me lepar zepar yom kippurim, to tell me that just like the matnos damar ma'akev for the par helam davar shel tzibur, so lepar zepar yom kippurim, the matnos damar ma'akev for the par yom kippurim as well. Now we refer to dvar manasim bigdei lavan bifnim. Rashi writes, what are the dvar manasim bigdei lavan bifnim? The aktaris aktaris, which is done lefnim, and the azos adam bein abadim, between the poles of the aron, you do sprinklings of blood, and that's those are the avodas alone. The only those avodas are considered the avodas that are done bebigdei lavan bifnim. But the azos adam k'neged haparoches are not included in bigdei lavan bifnim. They're considered bigdei lavan bachutz avodas. They're considered avodas that are done bebigdei lavan bachutz. The Rambam writes, kol avodos sha'ovid bebigdei lavan bifnim beheichal tzarech la'asos na'aseder sherbianu v'mhiktim ben ma'isa l'chaveru lo asa klum. So the Rambam says, anything done in the heichal, bigdei lavan in the heichal, the seder is ma'akev. So the Lacha Mishnah is medayik in the Rambam that even the matnas dam k'neged haparoches and on the mizbeach hazav l'chora are considered to be bigdei lavan bifnim. Not only the Kodesh HaKadoshim things, even that which is done the parochas and the mizbeach hazav is also considered bigdei lavan bifnim. So Lacha Mishnah just points out our Gemara works much much better according to Rashi, because in our Gemara it's mavur that you need Rabbi Yehuda needs the drush of lepar to include par yom kippurim, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that which is done bechutz their seder is not ma'akev. So you would have said the hazos adam are also not ma'akev, and that's what lepar is there to come and tell you, that the hazos adam are ma'akev. Now if you have like the Rambam that all the avodas in the heichal are considered bifnim, so what do I need by par yom kippurim? The hazos adam are done bifnim already. They're done in the heichal. So what do I need a special drasha to include that the seder that it's ma'akev? The chukah, the word chukah already covers it. It already covers everything that's done in the heichal according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam understands bigdei lavan bifnim. So as the Lacha Mishnah points out, our Gemara is a great difficulty to the Rambam. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Mask of Rav Papa, right? I think that's what we're up to. That's what we're up to. Yeah, maskar of Papa. Umi matzis amertachi. So Rav Papa says, can you really say this? Vatanya v'chila the pasuk says v'chila mikaperes hakodesh, when he finishes being mechaperes hakodesh im kipar kila v'im lo kipar lo kila, that if he has achieved kapara, then he is finished. If he has not achieved kapara, he's not finished. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. If you look at Rashi, v'chila mechaper kray yuseiruhu. What does he have to say? And he finishes. He finishes from being mechaper. Just say he did it. What do you have to say? He finishes being mechaper. So he darshins, Rabbi Kiva darshins, im kiper kapara makavis b'shar makamos, gon matnas dam, matnas sheva, matan dalid. If he did all of the things that are normally ma'akev, so then he's done. Im lo kiper lo kila, different Rabbi Kiva. Amali Rabbi Yudim malo nemar im kila kiper vim lo kila lo kiper mipnei malo lo nemar. So he says, why doesn't it why don't you darshan the pasuk in the order why don't you darshan the pasuk in the order and say that if kila hakol, everything, not only those things that are ma'akev, finishes everything, even the shvicha shirayim, then it's going to be mechaper. Otherwise, not going to be mechaper. So im kila kiper, im lo kila lo kiper, amra papa l'nitzrucha elul es dam ubetvila. So no, the pasuk is used to teach me the three dinim of es, dam, and betvila. The three words of es, dam, and betvila. What do es, dam, and betvila mean? That which we compare Yom HaKippurim to Paral and Davar is coming to teach me es, dam, and betvila. How so? What are those dinim? Es, am Rav Acha bar Yaakov, lo nitzcha lahachshir amin sheba etzba. Comes to be machshir if he has a blister on his finger, that it's still kosher. Bidam, shiye bidam shir tevila meyikara. Bidam comes to teach me that from the time of the original Kabbalah, he already needs a shir tevila. He already needs enough dam to be tovel in the kli. So to be tovel zetzba in the kli. So which means that if he originally is mekabel the dam pachos mikatei tevila in the kli, and then he mixes it with dam from another kli, that's no good. Vitaval, what does Vitaval teach me? Veloma safek, that you can't be, you can't rub the finger on the dofnea kli. You have to actually dip the blood in the kli. This the finger in the blood of the kli. Visrich lemichtav bedam, and it needs to say bedam. Dikas rachmanu vitaval. Had it only said vitaval, havamina afal gav deleka shir tevila meyikara. I would say that even though there was no shir tevila meyikara, as long as you did vitaval, as long as at the end you mixed enough blood together, that you have a shir tevila. Kasrachmanu bedam. That's why it has to say bedam. That there had to be enough dam at the very outset. Vikas Rachmana Bidam, and had it only said Bidam, have him enough for the Masafig. So I would think that you don't have to dip, you could even be Masafig. You could even, which again Rashi translates to be Mekanech Bidofnei Kli, you can even squeeze your finger against the walls of the Kli. Kas Rachmana Vitaval. Mizbech Torah Samim Lamali. What does Mizbech Torah Samim come to teach me? Shem lo nischarech hamizbech b'ktores hasamim lo ayamaze. That if you, the mizbech did not have the ktores hasamim done on it at least once, then the azos hadam on such a mizbech are not valid. Doesn't mean you need the ktores done today on the mizbech. It means that at some point in its history, that in order for the mizbech to be eligible for azos of dam, it needs to have had at some point the ktoris burnt on it. Tanya kavased Rav Papa, so we have a brisa that supports Rav Papa. Va'asa kasher asa matam lomer lepar. What does the pasuk come to teach me with the word lepar? Lerabos par yom kippurim lekol masha omer beinyan divrei Rabbi. So Rabbi says that it's come to tell me that par yom kippurim, meaning that Rav Papa is one that said that the hekish comes to teach me es dam and tefila. Right. So Rabbi says that it's lekol omer beinyan es bedam and tevila, that it comes to compare par yom kippurim, it comes to include par yom kippurim for all of these dinim. Am Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel says kal v'chomer. Well, I have a kal v'chomer. Umabe makom shelo hishva karban lekarban hishva masim lemasim. In situations where we have two karbanos that are of two different animals, nevertheless the actions that you do with those karbanos are the same. With the Gemara will explain what we're talking about. Makom shehishva karban lekarban. So in a place where the two karbanos are the same animal, einu din sheyashva masa lemasa. So all the more so the masa, the avodos that you do with those karbans, with those karbanos, are going to be the same. Meaning, the par yom kippurim and the par el nedavar shel tzibur are both par. So of course the avodos are going to be the same, and therefore you don't need any fancy drushas to tell me that that they have that all the dinim of dam tvila etc. Right, that es dam and tvila are the same. So elamata malom lepar zepar al davar shel tzibur. So lepar must be coming to tell me about param davar shel tzibur lepar zepar koin mashiach. And Koin Mashiach, that we compare Helm Davar Shel Tzibur to Koin Mashiach, not to the Par of Yom HaKippurim. Par of Yom HaKippurim, I already know from a Kal V'chomer. Amar Maru, Mabu Makam Shlo Hishva Karban LeKarban. So what were we bringing this Kal V'chomer from, though? We said, oh, look, in places where there are two different animals, you do the same thing. What were we referring to? Milo Shvo Karban LeKarban. If you want to tell me it's talking about the par and the seer of Yom HaKippurim, those are two different animals. But those have something else very special in common, that their blood is brought lefnai v'lefnim. So that cannot be used to teach me for any other karban. So that's not a valid kal v'chomer. That's why their avodas are the same, because they are very unique in that both the dam is brought lefnai v'lefnim. Must be param dover shel tzibur and seer avodas chavim we're comparing. No, both of those come to be mechaper for a particular given known mitzvah. Rather, it's the Param Davar Shel Tzibur and the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim that we're saying that even though they're different animals, it's the same avoda. So nevertheless, the Maisim are the same. So whenever you have two Parim, so of course you're gonna be Mashva, the Maasim of the two parim. Okay, we're in the middle of a sentence, but it goes on for a while, so we're going to pick up from there tomorrow.